glance in Chad's direction. They are certainly telegenic, especially that one. So another one had fallen, Meg thought, checking her own smile. Chad's very comfortable in front of the camera, she said blandly. I think Dark Horse Winery is perfect for a new show we're discussing at the Food Network. I'll be in touch next week. Of course, anytime. Then Amy was walking away, out through the Tuscany-inspired front door into the night. Meg watched her brisk, confident walk until she disappeared from sight, and then drew a deep breath, pleased that tonight's party had been such a resounding success. 175 guests had attended. 7 members of the media actually showed, 2 TV stations, 2 newspapers, 3 magazines, and 1 TV producer. The caterer's menu had wowed. The floral arrangements elicited numerous compliments. Her bosses, Vintner brothers Chad and Craig Callahan, couldn't have been happier. She was happy too, but in a subdued sort of way. Meg had never reveled in her accomplishments. She put it down to being Irish-American, Catholic, and the oldest of 5. She had to succeed. It was expected of her. But then, from the very beginning, she'd been the go-to girl in the family. Need something done? Ask Meg. Need someone dependable? Get Meg. Want it done right and quickly? Meg, again. But being Meg exhausted even Meg at times. Or maybe that was being 42 and juggling kids and a career and keeping track of her wonderful but rather absent-minded husband. Meg leaned back against the doorframe, hands tucked behind her, and glanced toward the guests still lingering on the terrace. It was a beautiful, clear night, and the flagstone terrace looked picture-perfect in the moonlight, with its massive, weathered trellis covered in grapevines and lit by thousands of tiny white lights. Many of the guests had driven up from San Francisco for the party. Some were serious foodies, others loved a good party, and others just needed to see and be seen. But tonight, no one seemed in a hurry to leave, and Meg wished she were out there by the stone fireplace with its crackling fire and a glass of the new Merlot in her hand. It was a great wine. Craig and Chad had another winner with the Merlot.
"You're looking pensive," said Chad, joining her at the open door.
Meg straightened and smiled, even as she swiftly smoothed her black cocktail dress. "Am I? Not feeling pensive in the least."
"What are you feeling, then?"
She stood tall. "Happy, grateful." Her shoulders twisted. "Mostly grateful."
"Grateful for what?"
"My job, the weather, the good turnout." She nodded at the guests out on the terrace. "Everyone seems to be having a really good time."
"How could they not? It's a fantastic party. You outdid yourself once again."
"One day I'll run out of great ideas and you'll replace me, Mr. Hallahan."
"Not likely. You're as important to this winery as Craig or I am."
Not at all true, but still nice to hear, she thought, glancing at Craig where he stood behind the tasting counter. He'd spent the entire evening behind the bar, talking and pouring wine. "I'd offer to take Craig's place back there, but I don't think he'd let me." Chad grinned as he looked Craig's way. 4 years separated the two brothers, but they looked a lot alike. They were both over 6 feet, both fair, with light eyes. Craig had an inch or so on Chad in height, but Chad carried more muscle. Chad was also a little blonder and a lot more outgoing. Craig might be the president of the winery, with a good head for numbers, but Chad was the face of the winery, and people loved him.
"Absolutely not," Chad said, watching Craig open another bottle of the new label. "That's his spot. That big counter keeps him safe. God only knows what would happen if he had to mingle."
"You're terrible." Chad winked at her.
"I know. But why reform? Good girls love bad boys. You keep us in business."
She groaned and rolled her eyes, thankful she was one of the few women in America immune to his charm. With his thick, wavy, dark blonde hair and deep blue eyes, people frequently mistook him for the actor Bradley Cooper. In truth, Chad was better looking than Bradley Cooper,
but Meg would never tell him that. Chad had way too much confidence as it was. So, how did you get Wine Spectator?